You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Hello, Facebook. I'm here at the Cupcake Theater for the Golden Age of Adult Cinema, part three. And we just had an exciting show with Annie Sprinkle and Kelly Nichols and Serena and Ginger Lynn. Ooh, la la. And, Rhonda Jo Petty. Okay, so now we're going to go out into the marketplace where the stars are marketing their pictures and all their history. So it's going to be exciting. So here we go. Can I back up here? Here we go, backing up slowly into the mess. Excuse me, I'm going to use your shoulder for a second here. And here we go. And this is Captain Max right here. This is Jackie Blue right here. And we're here at the Cupcake, right there shows the Cupcake. And we're going to kind of move around through the crowd. Here's Gypsy Bonobo coming through with her little pussycat ears. We're so excited to be here. Yeah. And the crowd is just moving like a flood. Oh, my goodness. At least I'm wearing my flood boots, see? Check out the flood boots, right? I can wade through the crowd with these boots. Okay, so let's start waiting now. Okay. So Ginger Lynn, you are fabulous. You should be a stand-up comic. Oh my goodness, she was so funny. And she's the one that was with us when we were first rated by the LAPD.
I remember that vividly.
They wanted to see you, obviously.
I know.
It was a great thing, though, because we won a settlement that actually helped us to set up our studio. But you were great just now on the Golden Age of Adult Cinema. Ginger Lynn, fabulous. Also in Taboo 4.
Taboo 4?
Yeah, and so many other
Ultimate
movies.
Taboo, The Pleasure Hunt. Oh my gosh, 69 adult movies.
Oh, right. Hey, be natural. Let's get a picture. Be natural. Can you get a picture of me and the fabulous, beautiful, and incredibly funny, high IQ Ginger Lynn?
And this is my girl.
Yeah. Everybody was great, but you killed it.
And where'd you go? I'm your girl. Okay. I didn't want to be rude.
No.
That was petty. Thank you so much. You look fabulous as always. I adore you.
I adore you.
You never
change. More. It's the same. I can't believe it. You're staring at all
Ginger
of them.
Lynn. Ginger Lynn.
Well, let's do this on the show again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to come back.
Well, I'll be here, but if not here, I'll come to my new place. But you're in Vegas.
I come back to LA enough. Right. I'll come and see you.
Oh, good.
I will. Thank all you, right. Baby. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Moving through the crowd in my flood boots.
I need a cigarette.
And we are back here at the Golden Age of Adult Cinema at the Cupcake Theater. And here's Veronica Hart. Wow. Hey.
Hi, darling. So good
you
to see you, darling.
You look so beautiful with your long, hippie hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Veronica Hart here. Let's take a picture. Oh, yes. We love Veronica Hart, a.k.a. Jane Hamilton. That's her behind-the-scenes name. But you're famous from both sides.
Oh, with this side and that side?
Yeah. You got this side. Yeah, it's all good.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great. I mean, we're just moving around through the marketplace here.
Yeah, I know.
How
are you
doing?
I wasn't here last weekend.
Right. That was when you got to go up on the stage.
Yeah.
I missed
but
that.
You were here for Sega, right?
I was, of course. I was here the first time. Last weekend was Lupercalia. I had to do Lupercalia, the original Valentine's Day. So, yeah, It's so good to see you. You're such a beautiful, warm person. Mm, yeah, you can kiss my hand. Oh, yes. You are beautiful, and you have my stocking, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I've got a book here, the Golden Goddesses
you
book,
do.
And I've got to get some girls.
There's Ron Jeremy. What have you got here?
I'm the mayor of Bonoboville.
This is the mayor of Bonoboville walking by. Have you guys ever been in a movie together?
Calling me a monkey, but I'll take
We've
it.
Been in a lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
Yeah. We did One Eyed Monster. I saved the world from Ron Jeremy's dick. Do you know that?
Oh, wow. The world needs to be saved from Ron Jeremy's dick. Yes. Okay. But you know what? My microphone is over here, so you should be on this side of me. All right, the woman who saved the world from Ron Jeremy's dick. I don't really believe the world has been saved because
yes,
we still have Ron Jeremy's
have Dr.
dick.
Susie, the world has been saved.
Well, in general, we're saved. Gypsy Bonobo. Okay, on we go. Onward.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Oh, this guy. This guy is the producer, director, writer of Sticky. Hi. A movie about masturbation. Get on this side of me, please.
If you know something about it at all.
Yeah. Do you know anything about masturbation now?
You know, it's a subject that touches us all, we like to say. So.
Right. Reach out and touch someone
Ripping,
while you're touching yourself. Well, that's
climatic.
Phone sex. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. If you can't really truly touch another until you've learned to touch yourself.
Right. Okay. Sticky the movie. Watch it.
Sticky, a self-love story on Amazon.
A self-love story.
If you have Amazon Prime, it's free.
Nice.
Yeah. And... we have Jeanette Ruffalo's in it, Larry Flint, Nina Hartley, who was a part of this event, I think, earlier.
And you're going to come visit me in my studio one day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bonoboville.
Yeah.
Bonobos love to masturbate.
They do?
Yeah. Among other animals that masturbate.
The bonobos are very similar genetically to humans,
and
they masturbate. In fact, there you go. That's awesome. We had a primatologist in the film talking about
that. Oh,
wow. No,
well, they're kissing here, but they do a lot of things.
Did you ever go to the San Diego Zoo?
Of course, many times.
You know, the owners of the zoo said that we could not interview there because they said their monkeys don't masturbate.
Oh, well, their bonobos do. They're not
monkeys.
They said
monkeys. They're... Yeah, yeah. There you go.
But the monkeys do, too.
Yeah.
They're wrong about that.
You know what? I think any intelligent animal masturbates.
You know, all kinds of animals masturbate.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic thing is being able to use your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, dogs will rub up against you. Is that considered masturbation? Because when they rub, they're not using their hands, and the word masturbate has to do with hands.
You know, that's true. The actual word masturbation comes from manas, or hand, in tabare, to violate.
Yes.
So it actually means hand rape.
Hand rape.
Hand rape. It's not a very positive term, so
no.
We like to say self-love.
That's nicer.
It's
more 21st century.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
More.
Okay. So. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, and
care.
You do care a lot.
Yeah, I do.
There we go. Ron's over by the door.
And this is the fabulous posters right here.
Oh, baby doll.
Hey, Nick. Good. Great job.
Thank you very much.
Nick Santamaria. Let's get one little picture. Yeah, Nick Santamaria, very funny guy. Sort of like better than the guy that's doing the Oscars tonight.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jimmy something.
I forget his name.
Yeah,
Jimmy
right.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amateur.
We're glad we're here and not at the Oscars. Oh, yeah. I got to get people on this side of me. Can you hear the people? Can we hear the people? A little. You can hear that. You don't know if you can hear them. Anyway, people, I'm sorry if you can't hear because it's very noisy in here. Okay, so we've got some fabulous posters here from these amazing movies. This is in the days when sex was part of the movies, the real movies. You'd go into a movie theater and you'd see a full movie with a full plot, characters, costumes, expensive sets, everything, and sex. Hardcore sex. In the middle of the movie, you know, several times. They don't make them like that anymore. All right. What are you doing? Are we okay? Come
I doing?
Get it at auction.
Hi, Facebook.
Can we never find
the Nobleville is on the road. Yes, indeed. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are at the golden age of adult cinema at the Cupcake Theater. And there's the producer, David Bertolino. We're moving. I can't move any faster than this wire. Hey there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. I see you got some things.
Oh, yeah, I flew in from Iowa for this.
All right, you flew in from Iowa. This guy flew in from Iowa for the Cupcake Theater. Amazing, the adult cinema, golden age. Great. All right, so we're moving through. What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick, welcome to L.A.
Yes, I was here for the Bill Margold event, the memorial, and then I came back for this.
Oh, okay. And this event is dedicated to the memory of Bill Margold.
Yes, yes.
Great horn raconteur and mover and shaker. Oh, look who's here. Hi. I like you. Who are you? Are you a porn star?
No.
No? You're a porn fan?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Why not? What's not to be a fan of, right?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, you actually see any of these old movies?
No. No, I have not.
You just watch it on your tablet? Or, yeah.
My husband's a big fan. And I'm a supporter of my husband.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, you have to keep them happy, whatever they need.
Them, yeah, you got to keep them happy. Right. I hope he keeps you happy, too.
Yes, he does.
He goes downtown?
Yes.
All right. And that's just fine. Yeah, it's a fine. You put the movie on so he can see it behind you while he's going down on you. That's good.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. You got names? What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Lorraine.
Lorraine. Thank you for sharing. And this is Serena. Serena. We met in the ladies' room, and I'm so excited to see you again here. And look at these beautiful pictures. And you are a beautiful person. And is this your significant other?
No.
Okay. He's a friend. All right. Well, yeah, you did a great job on the show. Very good. And I hope you have a moment to come over and talk with us a little later. We'll see.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, then maybe can we do a picture? Can you stand up and lean forward and I'll kind of lean back?
Right there.
Here I am with Serena, and she is so gorgeous. I mean, look at these pictures. She looks exactly, look at that smile, exactly the same.
I can't believe that's you got great skin. You still look like
yeah, yeah, that picture you look exactly, all the, you know, all of them, you look exactly the same. Yeah, yeah. Mm. You can't show this one on Facebook, though. It's like right here. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Right. So, hey, you happy to be here? How's it go? How did you enjoy talking to all those people?
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's so noisy in here. I don't think I can hear you, but thank you. Okay, here we go. And I'm with Gypsy Bonobo. And oh, here we go. I'm going to sort of sneak around the back.
Let me get away from you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're blocking Rhonda.
Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, please. Okay, I'm going to go over here. Hi, Beth. This is Beth Stevens.
Hi.
Dr. Beth Stevens.
Yeah, Dr.
Beth Stevens and Dr. Annie Sprinkle. Right here.
Double B's.
Double B's here. Okay. And yeah, you're actually selling one of your graduate photos.
Yeah, yeah. But we need to sell more. So, what is your show?
Okay.
Sell Annie's tit prints. That's
there
what
you
you're
go.
Selling.
Oh, let's see a tit print.
Oh, you want to see a tit print?
I have 3 tit prints. Oh, I am the proud owner of several tit prints.
Doggy paw tit print.
Aww.
Right? Yep.
Interesting. We heard a story with a dog.
These are the tit prints.
I have one like that. Yeah.
Except that's upside down.
Nice.
God forbid if they're upside down, right? It's hard to tell the difference, isn't it? Yeah. I guess it just depends on if you're at the top or the bottom.
Yeah,
these are
yeah.
obviously upside that, down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is all art, fine art, modern art.
Fine art.
It doesn't really matter if it's upside down or sideways.
Nice. And
these
this one is
one
very
people
abstract.
People should be buying these up like hotcakes. So these are the last ones.
She's in a good picture.
She's
right?
quite a pitcher. Yeah, you're like in the carnival.
The last tip prints ever. These are going to be worth $1 million.
I know. That's why I'm saving mine.
I know. You should. Because I'll tell you, when we are old and broke, we can sell those tip prints on eBay.
I'm going to do that. I plan that.
I'm super patient.
All right. Well, I'm happy to meet you finally.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to meet you.
And I'm
going to
let you go. I would love to have just one little picture between the two of you, if I might.
Yes. Like,
just like between these two fabulous ladies.
Honor. Ecosexuals unite.
Yeah, bonobos. Yeah.
That's right. Look.
That's for you.
Oh.
So, wonderful ecosexual.
Ecosexual sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Water makes us wet. Water makes us wet.
Oh, yes. Water does make us wet.
You heard it from us.
You're always into the stickers, Annie.
Take the stickers.
It's great.
You can
it's
have
great.
The sticker. Aw,
thank you.
Yeah.
If you get pulled
need.
Over in traffic and you
well,
show
you
that to the cop,
keep it? Oh, okay.
He will turn into compost immediately. Just like that. Poof.
Tit prints right here, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Get your tit prints right here. Annie Sprinkle tit prints. Nothing like it. Original tit prints. Made from her original tits. Beautiful. All right, we're moving along. Woo!
Okay, move along.
Okay, we're moving along.
See you later. Thank you for
Can you take these and put them in a pocket or something? Rhonda Jo Petty, you did a great job. Very, very good. Yes, I enjoyed hearing all your little stories, even though I'd sort of heard them before on my show, but it was great to hear them again. And yeah, so the Farrah Fawcett look-alike, but so much more. You still do motocross?
Oh, hell no, not at 62.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Let me get back here and do a little picture with you, because we didn't do one last time.
We didn't?
Here, I love you.
There you go from here.
No, we didn't do a picture. We did an interview.
Oh, that's
But somehow he didn't get a picture of us. So this time he did, right? You got a good picture? I guess so. Okay. So good luck.
Love you, love you, love you.
Mwah. Mwah. Great to meet you. Oh, and here's Kelly Nichols. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Kelly's got some non-Facebook friendly pictures, but they're exciting that we can look at. Oh, we can put some stuff in front of them. Okay. Don't get fingerprints on them. We're showing this on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
I had a great time talking with you at the Hollywood show.
I remember that.
Yes, and you were great tonight. Yes, very, very good. Yeah. And wow, 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 looking hot, hot, hot. Can you just look this way for a sec? Just at my camera over here, do a little picture. Okay, and take pictures of her stuff that we can't show on Facebook. Yeah, yeah, some of this hot Kelly Nichols. Just porn. It's just sheer porn. And this is when everybody was hairy. If you like natural bush, this is where it's at. This is the, you know, the festival of natural bush, right? Nobody shaved back then, right? So it was all, look at this. Oh, well, you can't look at it on Facebook. Hey. And here's Ginger Lynn. And okay, yeah, you can show some of this. Yeah. Kelly Nichols right here. And here's the fabulous Ginger Lynn, the amazing Ginger Lynn. And she's making some money. I like that. Look, I like the money. The money shot. That's the money shot. Yeah.
I like that one too. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna try to move through here a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you could show some of this here. Oh, Girls in Corpses. Our friend Corpsey. We have a mutual friend, Corpsey. Yeah, he goes on my show all the time. We love him.
He's a nut job.
Oh, yeah.
And he scares me.
Yeah, but you learned it from your mama how to deal with nut jobs that scare you, right? You can deal with anyone. She's strong. So, where are we now? We are moving towards the Penny Antheme photographs that I don't know if we can see all of them, but this is Ginger Lynn. Actually, it's funny. I have to hide the boob, but I don't have to hide the gun. Isn't that a sick statement about our society and in a way about Facebook, that I have to hide the boob, but not the gun? And it's such a beautiful boob. I'm sorry, but it is.
You gotta remember the really good some stories in this one.
Hi.
I'm not talking to you. Go away.
Happy Purim. Hey, Penny.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I had a great time. Are there any pictures that are Facebook friendly that we can show? Facebook friendly pictures. Oh, well, there's one. I can show you like that. This is Penny Antheme, world famous porn photographer. We have some of her art in our art gallery, actually, as we have for years.
My very first show was at the Speakeasy.
Oh, wow.
It was a group show.
Yeah.
When you had that one woman as curator.
Yeah, Kim.
Curator.
Yeah.
And that was the very first show I ever did.
Wow.
At your place.
I didn't realize that. That's really awesome. Well, I'm glad we could get you into the art world because you belong there.
Years ago.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Penny's very first show was at the Speakeasy, which was downtown at the time. Right. And yeah, now here you are. Awesome.
That exhibit was all over the country now.
Yeah. All right. Happy Purim. Are you related?
My friends, you're related.
Oh, your friends. Okay. I thought you were related. Okay. Oh, you know, we have Tom Byron. Let's go say hello to Tom Byron. Tom Byron, backing up.
I'm not scared of myself. I'm out there.
What's happening?
Oh, just want to take a picture, do a little filming. Hi, Tom. Sorry to interrupt.
Hi.
Okay.
Just going to interrupt for a second. Don't go away.
Oh, okay.
No, don't go away. Okay. Melissa.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. We're just walking around the marketplace here. You did a very funny intro.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I kicked you off the stage a little too soon.
Yes, that was really rude, actually.
Yeah, I got bumped off.
Nah, they had a lot to do tonight. It was a busy show. But it was very good. Very good. And it's great to meet Melissa Hill tonight as well. And the great Tom Byron. When are they going to do a men's show like this?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. You should be a man.
Yeah. That's what I'm actually on my way to go talk to David about right now.
All right.
The next one has to be about the men.
The men. The men and their members. Okay. Well, great to see you guys. You continue your conversation, darling.
Thank you.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Brock, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Brock Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio City One Worldwide.